This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Iranian demonstrators defied a heavy police presence Sunday night to protest their country's days of denials that it shot down a Ukrainian passenger plane carrying 176 people. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
The word they are chanting is resignation. Public fury has erupted in Tehran, piling pressure on Iran's leadership after the military admitted mistakenly shooting down a Ukrainian airliner. All 176 on board were killed in Wednesday's missile strike, and many were Iranians. On Sunday, Tehran residents said police had stepped up their presence. But the criticism is not only coming from the public. At least two moderate newspapers on Sunday said those responsible for the tragedy should resign. But the press attacks and public outcry add to challenges already facing Iran's establishment, which in November saw the country's bloodiest unrest since the 1979 Islamic Revolution.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Fire officials in Australia say the country's bushfires are increasingly under control as cooler temperatures and light winds stay consistent. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government is investing heavily in battling the fires and helping people heal.
The response that we're providing today is considerable. There's $76 million being dedicated through the National Bushfire Recovery Fund. That is going to counselling support on the ground, in communities, Medicare rebates to ensure psychological support sessions.
The Australian bushfire has been burning for nearly 3 months. The fires have killed 28 people. For more on any of today's top stories, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. You're listening to VOA News. Hong Kong denied entry to the executive director of Human Rights Watch Sunday. Kenneth Organization's World Report 2020 was told he could not enter when he landed at Hong Kong's international airport. Meanwhile, hundreds of people rallied in Hong Kong Sunday in support of the Chinese territory's pro-democracy movement. They say many of their democratic freedoms have been steadily eroding under Chinese President Xi Jinping.
So it is very important to let the Hong Kong people to have the universal suffrage. That's the way we can choose our chief executive, and that's the way to choose the person we want. That's the way to choose the person that is really working for the Hong Kong but not working for the China.
A former British colony, Hong Kong was returned to China in 1997. Britain's Queen Elizabeth is summoning her son Prince Charles and grandsons Prince William and Prince Harry to a crisis meeting on Monday. They'll discuss Prince Harry and his wife Meghan's decision to step back as senior royals. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has the story.
Britain's Prince Harry has been summoned by his grandmother, Queen Elizabeth, for a crisis meeting to discuss future arrangements for him and wife Meghan, following the couple's shock announcement last week that they want to step back from royal duties. A Buckingham Palace source told Reuters that Harry's father, Prince Charles, and his brother, Prince William, will also attend the meeting, due to take place on Monday at the Queen's Sandringham estate. Meghan will try to join via telephone from Canada, where she's currently staying with the couple's baby son, Archie. Monday's meeting will be the first time that senior royals have met in person to discuss the concerns raised by Harry and Meghan. The palace source said it remained the Queen's aim to find a resolution to the crisis in days rather than weeks, but it would require complex and thoughtful discussions, and any agreement would take time to be implemented.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. A 190-year-old New York City tavern where scenes from the movie Goodfellas were filmed will stay open thanks to a deal reached by the bar's owner and its landlord. AP's Julie Walker has more.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Goodfellas, Tower Heist, and other shows filmed scenes at Nears. The owner had announced that Sunday would be the last call for the pub in Woodhaven, Queens, unless a miracle happened because of rent increases and other expenses. In a last-ditch effort, he called into a radio show with Mayor de Blasio, who stepped in and brokered a deal to keep it open. Nears goes back to 1829. It was the old Blue Pump House and has operated at the same location under several different names. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.